Krishna, everyone, and happy Nisringa Chaturdashi. I pray that Lord Nisringadev protect devotees like he protected Prahlad Maharaj, and I pray that devotees are dependent on Krishna in the way that Prahlad Maharaj was also dependent on him. It goes both ways. Since our Nisringa Chaturdasi festival is being celebrated on Sunday, although of course we're doing celebration now, I'm just going to answer a question. And so a question here from Devai Sophi. She says, what if someone only attains consciousness but not Krishna consciousness in one life? We hear so many times that we cannot bring our mental opulence to the next life. What about qualities like being progressive, productive, humble, and so on? Should we make an extra effort to attain them? You know, when Srila Prabhupada is talking about being conscious, he's not talking about it outside of Krishna consciousness. Now, his view is practice Krishna consciousness, become conscious, cultivate the mode of goodness, and that's what being conscious means. And in the mode of goodness, practice Krishna consciousness, and then you become an advanced devotee. And then you become Krishna conscious. So it isn't that there's some kind of formula for becoming conscious or for getting in the mode of goodness. And then after you're there, then you can practice Krishna consciousness. Indeed, sometimes devotees have this misconception that people in the material world, or some people in the material world, are in a mode of goodness. I've never met anybody in the mode of goodness. Mode of goodness means self-control, senses, and mind. Mode of goodness means knowledge, distinction between the body and the soul. Mode of goodness in Krishna conscious terms means Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There aren't people out there who are sharing these qualifications. So forget about mode of goodness as being separate from Krishna consciousness. But yes, we should cultivate the mode of goodness. We shouldn't just wait for it to happen. We should do something to practice the qualities. That quality that was mentioned of humility, that's a quality of goodness, and it's something that's very integral to Krishna consciousness. Being productive. Productive means a mode of passion. And so is being progressive. That's not a bad for spreading Krishna consciousness and managing a Krishna conscious movement, but it needs to be under the control of higher energy, spiritual energy, goodness energy. So there is no way no one is going to become conscious without Krishna consciousness. No one's going to become in the mode of goodness without devotional service. Even if you can, who wants the kind of mode of goodness that atheistic Brahmins or Mayavadi Brahmins or Lord knows what kind of Brahmins exist? They're not interested in that kind of our consciousness. We want goodness that's good for Krishna. That's good in all ways, and that will only be possible by chanting Hare Krishna. Do other qualities that we acquire in this life pass on into the next spiritual things? By all means, material attainments will stay here. Those qualities that are conducive and beneficial for devotional service, then yes, if Krishna deems them of value, then they may also go on to the future time. That's it. Hare Krishna, everyone. Stay safe, and looking forward to seeing everyone this weekend. Hare Krishna.